Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Incredible play the other day. Ryan McMahon steals home against the Pirates. I don't know. Grandal's throws back to the pitcher have driven me crazy for a while. They're never accurate.
Right.
Like, am I the only one who thinks that, Paul, or who is watching that? It's like I'm watching just a normal game and guys are having to make good catches back on the mound, and you don't want that if you're a pitcher.
And it's a problem in so many ways, isn't it? You can't have it. Can't have that.
I don't know. I haven't studied other catchers throw. I know you don't want to fire bullets back every time either. And I'm not even saying this was necessarily his fault. It's just something that I noticed. And then this happened, and it was just ridiculous.
Up high, 1-2. He's walked three more tonight. And so,
Oh, no.
I'm looking at the computer. Help me out, man.
Well, Ryan McMahon just stole home on a ball thrown back to the pitcher for the sixth run.
Come on. That cannot happen.
And
right?
The thing about it is, what's hilarious is Joe Block, right, was like a lot of us, I think. Like, Neil Walker saw and he knew exactly what was going on, but a lot of us were kind of like, what? We were just, I don't know about you, but I was just like, what just happened here?
Yeah.
I mean, it took me a few minutes to register because I couldn't in my mind wrap my head around the fact that something that dumb happened. You know what I mean?
Let me hear that again. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I love Neil's tone of voice here.
Up high, 1-2. He's walked three more tonight. And so.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at the computer. Help me out, man.
Well, Ryan McMahon just stole home on a ball thrown back to the pitcher for the sixth run.
How does that happen?
That
happens in, like, I don't even know if it can happen in softball. And my kid played it for a number of years. No, you can't steal. And once you're in the circle, you can't do that.
Well,
that happen?
But here's why I didn't even. And the worst part, here's two things that are bad, Joe. One, the guy didn't even have to slide.
I know.
Two, Jared Jones that's pitching, right?
Yeah.
Jared Jones, if you watch it, his back is actually to the play. He catches the ball and just turns around. He has no idea what's going on.
Well, I think he knew what was happening, but he was just so mad that he stole home that he just kind of like turned his back and just was just sad that something like that transpired while he was on
the mound. I don't think I've seen that one.
And the thing about
not in a long time anyway. I don't remember ever seeing it before.
Grandal threw the ball from his knees, so it was like a lollipop.
Well, that's the other thing. And every throw back, and Jared Jones is like, from a number of his starts, has to like make great catches on the mound on throwbacks from pitches.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before. I've seen people, you know, we've seen obviously.
Certainly not standing. Yeah, certainly where you don't have to slide.
Yes. We've seen guys steal home before. But again, I'm a lot like Joe Block. When Joe, you know, if you listen to that clip, Joe Block is kind of like, what's happening here? What just happened? And Neil Walker's, if you listen to Neil Walker, he's like, oh no, oh no.
I wanted to. He's walked three more tonight, and so.
Oh no.
And the thing about it is, Neil Walker probably, obviously we can't sync it with the video, but I bet you Neil Walker said, oh no, as soon as the ball left Grandal's hands.
He knew
this is a problem.
The lollipop throwback. It does remind me of my dad always used to tell me he used to sneak into Ebbets Field to watch the Dodgers with Jackie Robinson. And he would say the whole place knew that Jackie Robinson was going to steal home or try, and he would do it anyway. Like, think about that. Think about no element of surprise. Jackie Robinson leading off third, torturing the pitcher, and he steals home anyway. And he's safe. Like the whole, he said he never saw anything like it in sports. The entire stadium would be, you know, on edge. Is Jackie going to steal home? And he would do it anyway, Paul.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
No, I mean, that's just a special player with special abilities.
Yeah.
This is just stupidity.
Who was the catcher in Major League 2 that could not throw the ball back to the mound?
Oh yeah, the blonde guy who was like he was pitched as somebody that was really dumb.
He would throw the ball when he would try to throw the ball back to the pitcher. He would throw it to second.
Yeah.
He asked the umpire to throw it back for him.
Yeah, yeah. And he had this like recite, like they told him to focus on reciting like lines from a calendar or something, right?
Maybe they should tell Grandal the same thing. So his throws back to the pitcher. I'm not even talking about this one. His throws back to the pitcher are remotely accurate. And I realize the Pirates have a lot of problems way bigger than the throws back to the pitcher after each pitch. But I don't know. I noticed that like a month ago. It started to be like, wait, am I seeing something that no one else is? Like, I know the throws don't have to be perfect, but people are like practically digging balls out of the dirt. And that can be annoying and get you out of rhythm a little bit as a pitcher. Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know, Paul. Am I?
I don't know that you're overreacting, you know.
It just doesn't seem like the normal rhythm of a game.
It's something that we probably are going to have to ask the manager about tomorrow.
Let's do that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Let's ask him about that, and hopefully we'll be asking him about a Paul Skeens win, because this is an event again tonight. You think it's a sellout tonight, Monday night? It'll be a good litmus test for Dr. Dick's theory that every game would sell out.
It'll be a good crowd, but something tells me if it's 95, 96 degrees out, it's not going to be as big as it, you know, could be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people like to go to the games when it's warm. I don't know that they like to go to the games when it's blazing hot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That is tremendous. That makes the entire clip.
What do you expect from Skeens tonight? More of the same?
I mean,
I don't see why not.
I mean, here's what I hope, and I know that you and I talked about it, and even Derek Shelton, he was not a big fan of my question when I just said, does he need to get more efficient? He was like, oh, he's a young guy, blah, blah. Yeah, he is, but I would like to see him throw less pitches so he can go 7 innings or 8 innings. You know what I mean? I know he's a strikeout pitcher, but
I just don't know how that's possible. I mean, it's possible, but isn't that then pitching more to contact? Like, how does he do that?
I don't know, throwing less balls? I don't know.
He's had zero. He doesn't walk anybody.
He doesn't.
I just think he is who he is. And if this were the olden days, he would be a 7, 8, or 9 inning pitcher. You know what I mean? He'd just stay in games. But because of the way baseball is these days, see, I don't like that, Paul, because I think that's what the Pirates wanted from Gerrit Cole at times early in his career, is to be more efficient, you know, pitch to a little more contact. I say be who you are. Even if that's 5 or 6 innings that you give us, just be who you are.
Well, I mean, again, if he gives him six innings, that's good. If he gives him 6 innings, that's good.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he gives him 6 innings at 95 pitches, and here's the thing, because he has the extra day, you'd think that then maybe they'll push the envelope a little bit and allow him to pitch a few extra, you know, maybe 5 to 8 more pitches or whatever, you know. And so we'll see.
Yeah, I hope he goes 100 pitches again. I would put, they seem to be hung up on innings more than pitches. I'd let him go 100 pitches tonight. Maybe even a little above like he did in his last start at St. Louis. I think he's very, very capable of doing that. I don't know. I don't know that saving him 10 pitches or 15 pitches, you know, in a given start is going to matter to whether he's going to be more vulnerable to a long-term injury. I don't know. And I'm not a pitching doctor, but here's the thing. The people who have dedicated themselves to preventing pitching injuries clearly don't know either. They don't know either, because all I read about is the epidemic among pitchers with injuries.
Yeah.
So my sense is that either you're sort of vulnerable to that or not.
Well,
as a pitcher, and it's going to show up long term if you are, no matter what.
Don't you find it ironic?
Predisposed is the word I was
looking for.
Don't
you find that ironic, though, Joe? Over the last 5 to 8 years or whatever, there's been this really big push to try and protect pitchers' arms, limit their innings, skip starts, you know, all the stuff that they do, basically to make sure that their workload is less, you know, throw a little less in between, all the stuff that they do. And yet, injuries have gone up, not down.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So my point is, you know, maybe just let guys pitch and figure out this guy's got the kind of arm and the kind of build like a Garrett Cole where, you know what, he's probably going to be able to throw a lot of innings and be fine.
Either that or he doesn't, and I don't know that saving little pockets of innings is going to matter in the long run, is going to keep him from that big injury or not. You know, you're either going to be a Garrett Cole and go for 10 years without getting injured. And there's been plenty of those examples, too, that maybe we don't talk about enough. Verlander went for years and years, a power pitcher. Max Scherzer went for years and years. And then other guys, for whatever reason, they don't. And all those examples, there's millions of them. There was like 5 guys who got hurt this year early in the year.
Right.
Tyone is an example. We all know Kerry Wood and Pryor, et cetera, et cetera. And I just have to believe, in lieu of further evidence, and maybe further evidence will come down the pike, I believe you're either predisposed to this or you're not, and it's going to happen or it's not, almost no matter what. I'm not saying send guys out for 150 pitches, okay? But Paul Skenes, I think, is good for 100-plus from now on.
I think
he's good for 100-plus.
You would think. But we'll see. I mean, it's been really difficult for them to – it's clear they don't want to let go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at least in the last start they did. They upped him from 93 to 103. He's now had 2 starts with 100 pitches. I'm okay with that. Because you know what? If you're just going to be a 5-inning guy and not even get to 100 pitches, then why'd we draft you?
Exactly.
Because that leaves almost half the game that other people have to pitch. Which is ridiculous. So every 5th day you're going 5 innings in a ball game? How much of an impact are you having on your team's overall season?
Well,
so if you're going to throw him, you want to give him an extra day, great. But like you said, he better be primed for 100, 110 pitches tonight.
Right. And they would tell you probably that they need him to do that because they used a lot of bullpen arms this weekend.
And Charrington's got to do a better job of fortifying the back end of that bullpen. Now, maybe some of these guys, based on the weekend, of course, they won't be facing the Rockies all the time. Maybe some of these guys staked a little bit of a claim. What has Ronzi Contreras done since he left here? Because that remains a curious little release to me.
Well,
why that happened.
People have talked about it. That you know, if you don't let go of him.
Nah, he's getting blown up. He has a 7.94 ERA this month. All right, that's fine. So find somebody else. Now, some of these injured guys, when's Brubaker going to start throwing? I saw where a couple other guys with long-term injuries, I think Mike Burrows is back throwing off a mound and could join them pretty soon.
JT Brubaker got traded to the Yankees.
That's right. Maybe I'm thinking of Burrows is back on a mound. Maybe he helps them in the back end of that bullpen. Maybe somebody like that. Or go out and get somebody. You know what I mean? And yeah. Sherrington talked about that a little bit. But he also justified, like, we brought in guys for good reason. We're giving them, you know, their chance. But you can't blow up like a couple of these guys have and just lose games.
No. Well, the thing about Ronzi Contreras is if you look at him, he's given up runs every time he's gone out the last five times.
Yeah, he stinks.
His FIP is bad. His WHIP is bad. There's not a metric that would suggest he's been good. But you got to have at least – I mean, they always talk about you have to have eight starting pitchers. So who would be their next guy? Quinn Priester's hurt. Perez is hurt. Gonzalez is hurt.
Well, hopefully it'll be Perez very shortly. That seems to be the word. And who knows, maybe Burrows comes in and gives them some help. I don't know. But you're also allowed to make trades. But where are the people in Indy? Isn't there anybody in Indy who can give them a start right now?
Braxton Ashcraft?
Yeah, him.
Bubba Chandler?
Mm.
Maybe too early, but it's still an arm.
Is Chandler in Indy?
We should talk to Dan Zangrilli about this, shouldn't we? And have him give us some names. It's ridiculous to keep having blanks in your rotation here when you're in a race. Do something. But You know what? You know what? I give credit to the guys over the weekend in that bullpen to win two out of three, even against Colorado.
Yeah, they did their job.
I mean, those were two of their best pitch games of the year, for God's sakes, in the altitude in Colorado to go in there and win two games. The bullpen did it. A good story this season is Luis Ortiz. Has been pretty damn good out of the bullpen, Paul.
Yeah. I mean, he's been really good his last two times. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? That's for sure. He's been really good. So here you go. Let's see where we're at.
His ERA this month is 0.73.
Okay, in Indianapolis, I'll give you some.
Look at this. This is like Bewitched when they would summon somebody's name and they would walk in onto the set. Here's Dan Zangrilli.
I was walking down the hall.
Do we have any interest in Michael Plassmeyer? 10 starts in Indy.
Ask the guy next to you who just walked in.
I'm asking you.
I don't know. That's why I said I wanted him. I don't know who the hell he is.
I'm
going to
give you his numbers.
Ask Zangrilli.
I'm asking you. He's in Indianapolis. 10 starts. 1-6, 8.74 ERA.
That doesn't sound good.
Okay, how about, let's say, Eric Lauer, 2-2, 5.52 ERA, 6 starts. Cam Aldred, 9 starts, 6.88 ERA.
Maybe we're answering our own question. Dan Zangrilli has entered the studio here.
Wait, hold up.
Thank you, Dan. But Paul is not going to let you talk.
No, I'm not.
He's going to keep reading Indy stats.
I'm not going to let you talk until I'm go find and exhaust who we got here as options in Indy.
You got anybody else?
Dalton Jeffries, 6.10 ERA, 5 starts.
Remember Greg Jeffries for the Mets,
yes.
Dan?
All right.
Pretty good little hitter.
That was an experiment in futility.
Maybe that answers the question.
Who's their eighth? Who's their eighth starter?
They don't have anybody.
They don't have one other guy that could start games and legitimately be a starter.
Maybe this Luis Sessa, who used to pitch for the Reds, who they just got into the organization, perhaps. But no, they're pretty thin. I was kicking around, and it's tempting to do, but you really want to slide him into the role that he's really comfortable and flourishing in, Luis Ortiz.
Maybe that.
Can you explain to me why you can't just start Luis Ortiz?
That you can.
And then,
but there's
then guess what? If he goes 5 innings and then he gets into trouble, then you can go to Majinski.
But I understand what Shelton's doing. Even the day he had a chance to start Ortiz in the bullpen games, they're thinking this guy is thriving coming out of the bullpen. There's just a different mentality when you're the starter. That might be something to that.
Yeah, and that's more of a question to kind of dig into with Shelty tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a really good one because to what Paul's bringing up,
It makes sense what Paul's saying.
Yeah,
it does.
100%. Like, that's the logical thing to do.
But I also understand why they don't want it.
But here's what I don't like about it. You are committing to burning two pitchers as opposed to one. Right. If Ortiz can go and he goes seven innings, then you don't. But by using Majinski and saying, okay, we're going to throw him out there for an inning, and now you don't have him if you need him in the seventh or eighth.
I hear that. But Devil's, what's the Devil's advocate?
Devil's advocate, yeah, but advocate. I guess would be is the fact, and this is what Shelton
would be
has
the
said.
Fact he struggled his whole career. Now he's finally flourishing in a very specific role.
Correct. But I think what Paul's aiming towards, like, why are you starting with Majinski? And to try to answer that question, because I'm not necessarily sure that there's a good answer there. But Majinski, for the most part, was a starter coming up through the minor leagues until he last year was looking like maybe a back end of the rotation type of reliever. Now he's kind of a front end of the bullpen guy. And because he has experience to go through this opener thing, they've felt that Majinski, maybe just from a routine standpoint, is the
guy.
Well,
yeah, I mean, if you get a legit fifth starter here, then all of a sudden your bullpen with Bednar looking like himself, Holdeman just being really good, Chapman regaining his form, Ortiz and Majinski starts to look like a real, then things start to get pieced together very nicely around here.
So, I mean, Martin Perez, I'm thinking, should make his next start or turn in the rotation. I was hearing chatter that would happen on the road trip over the last homestand, but obviously didn't come to fruition. Marco Gonzalez is thrown off the mound right now, so I think they have a couple of internal guys that are sooner rather than later, particularly Perez, and then obviously Priester. You don't assume at this moment that it's long-term with him. So that said, it's still on my wish list to get another starter. In the short term, I really would kick the tires, and I'd be tempted to try to see if you could get Ortiz every fifth day back into a starter's mentality.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is what we just talked about. He's obviously had a lot of success as a long man coming out of the bullpen. And listen, when they do these bullpen games, they're not, at least the last time around, they weren't using any more pitchers than they otherwise normally would have. They used five. That's probably one more than you would usually like to use, but I don't think it's atypical. Ortiz went five innings in the bullpen game against Colorado. So, like, tomato, tomato, I guess, in many respects.
What about Mike Burrows?
Well, I mean, how effective is he going to be coming right off of Tommy John surgery and, you know, the AAA seasoning? Did he really master AAA before he got hurt? So that's kind of a two-edged thing.
How are you, Dan?
I'm well. I just heard you said that I should be here, and so I did what you said.
And this was ideal, wasn't it, Paul?
Well, yeah. Like I said, to me, how about a guy that's dominating the Mexican League right now? Go get him.
Trevor Bauer?
Go get him.
I understand that there's maybe some folks within the Pirates organization that would be in favor of that and some that aren't.
Well, I'm sure it's, I mean,
it's polarizing, yeah.
But my point is, and I hate to say it this way, are you trying to win or not? They send so many mixed messages about whether or not they really give it, you know what, about winning. It's so frustrating. We just talked about Thursday. You're playing against the Cardinals, a divisional game against a team you're a half a game behind, and you leg three of your best hitters on the bench.
Four.
Who?
Four. I mean, if you count Davis, they're probably not.
Listen, the day before he ran into one and hit a home run, so maybe when you have Grandal hit, you could have had Davis hit. My point is, three of your best hitters sat on the bench, and you lost 4-3. You didn't even give yourself a chance.
Nor did they even appear in the game, which was maddening. No, I agree. They have all the ability to combat with their actions the narrative that hangs over their head. And a lot of times, they don't do a very good job of that.
It's 12:34. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. And they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. How about Rowdy Tellez right now, Dan? I got on this bandwagon 3 weeks ago, and I ain't jumping off. His OPS is over 1,000 this month. His batting average is up there slugging. And you know what I think's coming next? balls flying over the fence. I'm on the rowdy bandwagon right now.
So you think he's just going to go off like a maniac here?
And I do.
He's going to make up for all that lost time.
Hey, man, if you would have asked me at the end of May, if you would have said to me, they're not cutting Rowdy, what does he have to do to make up for these 2 months? I'd say, there's almost nothing he can do, but let's start by him batting 400. He's batting 419 through what? 2, 4, 9 games? OPS, 1,051. Slugging, 581. He's driven in 9 runs. That's the way to get to making up for it. And next would be homers. And how many times over the years somebody starts to break out of a slump? It doesn't necessarily start with homers, but they may come along the way. And I think he's going to start hitting them.
Well, you know, he kind of reminds you of, was it Adam LaRoche? Remember how he would be non-existent for what,
yes,
the first 90 days almost, and then he would go off. And I think Charrington said this in so many uncertain terms on one of his shows, I forget which one, that, listen, you know, as the season peaks and valleys, like a roller coaster, you just want to make sure that you're on the ride for the part over the course of their career or their season,
yeah,
that is the upswing. And that's why they call it a batting average, or what you average over the course of a year. They probably have felt that he's just a, maybe like Suwinski is, somebody that, you know, you just want to ride that wave whenever it comes. You don't want to
might as well at this point.
Yeah. So,
Paul, you want to jump on the rowdy bandwagon with me?
No, I'm not ready yet.
Dan, you want to get a seat next to me?
I mean, how about this?
I wrote a really, really good column a few weeks ago about how meaningless small sample sizes are to me.
Can I have a seat near a window or the door?
Sure.
So I can quickly
listen,
leave.
There is somewhat of a track record there. If the guy gets enough at bats, he's going to hit home runs. And I think the same with Suwinski. I think Rowdy Tellez should have been DFA'd, but he wasn't. And now he's hot. And I want to see how long he can stay hot.
Right. And then
I think you'd be crazy not to at this point.
And well, then, of course, you got to ride him while he's hot. You can keep putting him out there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I look at his overall numbers over the last 3 years or whatever, and I think there'll be revert to the means, regress to the means. That'll be coming.
There may be. For sure there may be. But I think before that there's going to be – we're in it. We're in a 2-3 week hot stretch here. And the numbers also tell me he's going to hit homers at some point this season. If he has enough at bats, balls are going to go over the fence.
You hope.
Based on his track record, I think they will.
Did you mention Joshua Palacios? Don't forget about him. He's been hurt most of the year.
I liked him last year. He had a flair for the moment.
Where is he going to play at?
You can put him in the outfield.
I would be okay with that.
And unless Suwinski doesn't start doing things more consistently, and he can't play in Coors Field forever, I bet you they would swap that out pretty quickly, maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Put him in there and take, okay, I could live with that. I mean, here's the thing. Like, him and I have talked about, you got 6 weeks or whatever, 7 weeks to the trade deadline. Every week that you don't make a move, trying to see whether we're going to be in position or not, you're wasting a week in my mind.
What are you doing the rest of the day, Dan?
I mean, I'm going to head to the ballpark here before too long.
Can you stay for one more segment?
Oh, boy.
Thank you. No, you didn't say yes.
Was there a question mark at the end of that, or was that a statement?
I don't know.
Was I just given a directive?
You're allowed to say no. It would be a little bit awkward if you did, but could you?
So I've been painted into a corner here.
No, I have. I've painted myself into a corner.
No.
Every right to say no. You have to go work.
I could never.
Oh, no.
For you, Paul? Anything. Paul, I don't think Paul wants me here.
I'm fine.
That sort of was the vibe I got early. Yeah,
I'm
but
fine.
Then I think Paul warmed up to you.
Thank you.
I'd love to have you here. You can work. Feel free to use this as a workspace, and then when we want to get to you, we will.
Thank you. I'll work remotely.
This was perfect, actually, to turn that conversation. So thank you for joining us. This show every Wednesday, you want to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Congratulations, Dan. You might say for what?
This is a great question. A great, great question.
Because you've Why? Just been named the Pirates general manager.
Oh, come on.
I'm Bob Nutting, and I've given you carte blanche to do whatever you want at the deadline. What areas are you addressing? This is Dan Zangrilli on with Paul and myself.
All right. So, I mean, I want five different pieces that I want to add to my team.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to start with the bullpen because I feel okay about the starting staff, even in its current state. The depth has been depleted, sure. But I'm going to try to shore up the bullpen because I think that's the easiest way to do that.
Yeah.
I really like this Jalen Beeks from Colorado. He's a left-hander. If and when Ryan Borucki comes back, then all of a sudden you have a bit of a surplus there. I'd like another right-handed reliever. Bona fide guys that aren't going to cost you a ton. I'll go as far as Reynolds. If they have an extra year of control, that's wonderful. Then I'm willing to maybe parcel off some more valuable prospects. But I think you can really, and for low cost, improve this team without trading away any of your big chips. I am obviously going to try to upgrade at first base and or right field. But I'm also really concerned about, and I'm thinking long and hard, watching the Rockies. They're a great trade partner. Jacob Stallings, I think, would be great. A reunion there. He's on an expiring contract, even though he's currently hurt. Don't know the severity of his calf injury.
Oh, man. Paul, is that a great call? A good defensive catcher is hitting over 300.
Yeah. And how about Elias Diaz?
What are you going to do with
him? Play him at catcher.
Play them
right,
at catcher.
But you got 75 catchers on this team right now.
Yeah, and none of them are working or healthy.
No, I'm good. Right? I'm good with it. I'm just saying.
They're going now with the human rain delay. What they can't. How long can that last?
Grandal?
No, delay.
Delay.
Well, I mean, you have Grandal struggles to get the ball back to the pitcher.
Sure,
for
and he's
sakes.
Playing on one foot.
I know.
I mean,
remember the movie My Left Foot with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Not a that clue. I've never heard of it.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yes.
What do you mean, Paul? You play him at catcher. They have no catchers.
I got it, but my point is they've got 150 guys at that position.
But none of them are good.
You're right.
So I'll get the guy that won
except
a goal.
Except for Joey Bart has been pretty good.
So you want the big wet Bart?
Yeah. Remember the movie Bart and Fink?
I don't.
Is he healthy, though?
Stallings is fine.
No, Bart. If
Bart is not.
If Bart gets healthy, then you have Bart, Davis, DeLay, Grandal.
Give me Elias Diaz or Stallings.
And Elias Diaz.
Yeah, and both of them are on expiring contracts. Diaz is currently hurt with a calf issue.
Plus, Diaz could DH when he doesn't play catcher.
Well, the DH is going to McCutcheon. I mean, do they use the DH for anything else besides McCutcheon?
But on a given day, it could. Plus, you have insurance at the DH.
Yeah, if you're going to use that DH day, you're going to use it on Reynolds to get him off his feet, keep the bat in the lineup. So they're really hamstrung and painted into a corner what they can do with their DH. That's a different conversation. But I'm starting with two pieces in the bullpen. I'd like a right-handed stick, and I think I could find that a catcher and upgrade tremendously over what you currently have. What about Harold Ramirez? Kick the tires on him. He was DFA'd, somebody that the Pirates originally had in their system, traded to the Blue Jays, had some good years with the Marlins. Don't know what sort of baggage is surrounding
him.
I'll
kick the tires on anybody at this point.
Yeah.
Does Neil Walker still want to play?
That's fair. Why not?
Well,
get a little left-handed bat in there with some power.
How about...
But I'd like five pieces. Two relievers, a catcher, first base, corner, outfield, and if you can, swing it a
start. So you don't think Rowdy is going to be viable the rest of the year? This is the beginning of a good three-month stretch?
I would still get another one.
Yeah.
You know, even if you keep him around, you have a few guys on this roster that aren't deserving of their spots. Sawinski, mainly.
How about a straight rental player? Charlie Blackman.
Well, and I kicked the tie. I talked to Patrick Saunders, the longtime Rockies beat writer on Friday, Denver Post, because I think, again, Rockies are an ideal trade partner. They have some veterans. They even have a couple, if you really want to get crazy here, young studs on the left side of their infield that would cost a ton. But, boy, I'd entertain that. I asked about Blackmon, to your point. He cannot play first base, which complicates things. He's primarily been the DH, but he can play right field, left-handed stick.
How about Pete Alonso at first?
He's 13 million, prorated 6 million. They may shy away from that.
But he's straight rental. Blackmon.
13 million, prorated 6 million.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. He's a straight rental player, so there's no money that you're down the road. There's no nonsense about, well, you're going to hamstring our salary cap and all this other whatever.
Cost for the production is probably too high for me.
How about Pete Alonso?
Cost for the production is probably...
What does that mean?
Give me the numbers again.
Pete Alonso?
I'm sorry. Yeah, where's
you
he
mean
at
money
right
wise?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's thinking that he's going to come in here and just be this bona fide, just unbelievable
producer.
Okay, so
he's averaging, so he's making 14 and a half million. So prorate it for a minute and I'll give you a stat.
Yeah, so you're at it's $7 million and he's been okay at best. It's certainly not the Alonso of old.
Had
is
five
it?
RBI yesterday.
Well, his
he's
OPS
batting,
is
I'll
up
tell you
around
right now,
800 this month.
I'll tell you right now. Okay? He's batting 232, okay, 310, 461 slugging, 771 OPS. He has 15 home runs and 37 RBI.
And he hasn't even gotten hot yet.
Right? And he hasn't even gotten hot yet.
So, and you're assuming
he hasn't
for
even
that,
gotten hot yet.
You're assuming for all of that to happen. You're taking ballpark adjusted numbers at PNC Park for a right-handed hitter. Then I compare that to what I'm getting out of maybe Connor Joe if you would play him there full-time at the position. How much is he going
to
move the needle is what I'm saying.
I hear you. I might be ready to go all rowdy. I'm all in on rowdy right now.
You know, I would.
And I'm saddened that you aren't.
Again, I'll get on the ride, but I would like to unlock my door, not buckle my seatbelt, and be able to exit first.
Okay.
I don't want a middle
How
seat.
How about...
I hear you. But Alonso, come on. Even adjusted, you go on the road, you got a lot of ballparks he's going to hit homers in.
It's a name. It's a name. I don't know if he's going to move the needle that much for you. I really don't.
How about Vlad Jr.? He has 86 homers
talk about
the last
that.
2 years.
See, Paul, you've got my interest now.
Vlad Jr., how about him?
Let's have that conversation.
Let's.
If it's me, I'm bringing in Vlad Jr. and I'm bringing in Blackmon for right field. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, at what cost?
And Bauer. What if the Pirates, within the next 3 weeks, brought in Vlad Guerrero and Trevor Bauer? Can you imagine that?
And Vlad Guerrero, Trevor Bauer, right, and Jacob Stallings.
That would be intense. That would be intense. Unlikely as it may be.
And here's my thing about you. So do you talk about the cost? They got a lot of young pitchers in their system, and you say, oh well, yeah. But here's the thing. Okay. You have Mitch Keller, Falter, Jones, and Skeens under control for at least the next 4 years.
Yep.
Okay? Which means you really only have one spot for a starting pitcher. Now, I know you need to have some guys on the bench, but that's not what we're talking about here. So every single year that I can remember, they've gone out and found a Marco Gonzalez or a Martin Perez or a Rich Hill or a, you know what I mean? They go out and find those guys every year to be your fifth starter. So my point is, you've got these guys that are down there. I'm glad you got all these, you know, great young arms down there. Why not use them to make your team better right now?
And then, let's really step back. You're asking why not do it. Is this the year to use everything in your holster to try to push all those chips to separate yourself from a very crowded middle of the pack?
Well, that would be the argument I would make. It's a very crowded middle of the pack.
So you believe this is the year that they can...
It's a very crowded middle of the pack. It's a very soft...
Yes, I do.
It's a very crowded middle of the pack. It's a very soft National League. And guess what? You have, at least for now, knock on wood, you have your two aces, or whatever you want to call them, healthy.
Yeah.
To me... If I get into the playoffs and I'm the Pirates and I can throw Skeens, Keller, and Jones at you, I like my chances.
Well, let me throw a fly in the ointment here. Jared Jones hasn't been that good the last 6-7 starts.
I do hear that, but even so, listen, boil this down to Skeens. If you give me Skeens three times in a seven-game series, you give me Skeens in a one-game playoff to get in, and I know the wild card's best of three. You give me Skeens in game one, Keller in game two.
Right.
Yes, now is now. Now has finally arrived.
Okay.
I don't want to wait any longer. I don't know how many years. Let me ask you, the betting man. Everything you own, Dan, and I know you're a very, very wealthy man. Everything you own, I'm asking you to bet. How many years do the Pirates get with Skeens, Keller, and Jones healthy and at the height of their powers? Five, three. One, what?
Three.
This is one of them. Right now is one of them.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. I think that's what you're saying, Paul, right?
Yeah. I mean, my point is you've got your guys healthy, and if you got those guys, to me, you make a little bit of an adjustment to your everyday lineup, and you fortify the bullpen with one or two guys that...
Can you stay for the next hour, Dan? No, you have to go now and work, I know.
I think that would be excessive.
That would be excessive. Did you ever see The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman?
Anyway,
Famous movie.
Someone wants us to ask you about Matt Gorski.
Matt Gorski.
Yeah, bring him up. I'd throw that against the wall. Absolutely. You know what I also do?
Well, what are you going to do with Rowdy then?
I don't.
You're not acknowledging that Rowdy is, in all seriousness,
sure,
has an OPS over 1,000 and is hitting .471 this month.
I think you could do some different things with Sawinski's spot in the batting
Sawinski,
order.
Okay.
And then maybe even Edward Olivares. Like, is that worth...
Yeah. What about Michael? We have a lot to talk about.
Sure.
Why does he ever even... He's a great defensive player,
right.
but
it's a defensive position. There's tons of value there defensively. He's grading out. He's having as good a year as any center fielder defensively, Michael A. Taylor.
But how much is that offset by a complete inability to hit the baseball?
He's Austin Hedges, but in center field.
He should never, ever, ever...
Hit?
Hit in a place... When they absolutely need a hit or they need, I mean, like
the ninth inning like against the Cardinals with Nick Gonzalez sitting on the bench and McCutcheon and Joe.
That's what I mean. Like,
that's what
really
the
hell is going on?
And that's what makes me down on Shelton sometimes, guys. Because I think he's,
Nelly just got in my ear.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Bye
I
now.
Cut you off in the middle of a sentence.
All the best.
Please finish your sentence.
No, I've forgotten my point and
I'm sorry. He yelled in my ear and then I yelled and I panicked.
We must be on our way.
And it's Paul's fault anyway, right?
Oh, no.
That was Walker the other day on the Steel of Home, the Little League Steel of Home.
Listen, what was he doing?
Put on your headphones.
You don't have
headphones. He just said, oh, no. Oh, no. It was horrible.
That was the
worst. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'd put that side by side, as crazy as this sounds.
With Will Craig?
With Will Craig.
No, it's not as bad.
It's not as bad. But
Paul,
boy,
it's getting close.
It's close. But
a guy runs standing to home on a steal of home on a throwback to the pitcher in Major League Baseball?
How could you be so comatose?
Well, let's rank them. We have Will Craig's legendary rundown between home and first in baseball history. We have a steal of home, a standing steal of home on a throwback to the pitcher. Key Brian Hayes eating while someone's running behind him on third base.
Yes.
What's his name with this with the phone in his pocket?
Rodolfo Castro.
With the phone in his pocket at third.
Is there any other one? In all seriousness, that moment may have gotten the Pirates Bailey Falter. That moment, that cell phone popping out of the pocket, that may have been that final straw where you just absolutely embarrass the manager, where he gets on the phone and you just say, get this.
That's why we pay Dan Zangrilli the big bucks right there. You might be right about that.
Rodolfo Castro straight up.
We're in trouble, Paul.
Bye. Goodbye.
We have to go.
I thought the phone falling out of his pocket, what you were saying was he picked it up and called Bailey Falter when he was on third base.
He might have. Was Hayes eating at that point too during the game or what? To me, that one was the funniest of all of them. The clip of him casually pulling sunflower seeds out of his pocket and like – peeling them and eating them while a live play is going on around him was my personal favorite.
What would Hurdle say? He's got a slow heartbeat.
That was, I'll say yes. But this one was pretty good.
Well.
All right. Goodbye, Dan. Moving over time, and for that I apologize, City Limits. I mean, Nelly.
Where is City Limits?
I think he's still on vacation. Didn't he go... He went to Ohio.
I believe he went to vacation, yes.
Oh, okay.
Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Partly cloudy, high of 97. 97! I'm going to tell you about JP Roofing in a minute. Listen, we should talk about Skeens. It's a Paul Skeens start tonight. What are we expecting? Are you going to the game? Here's the question I want to throw out to people listening right now. Have you been drawn in enough by him to want to buy tickets to see him? I'd love, or are you sitting home? No, not yet. The team's not doing enough, especially on a hot night like this. But I bet you, Paul, there's a lot of people who just are going to a Pirate game tonight to watch him. It's a phenomenon. I saw somebody, a national writer, say, "Happy Paul Skeens Day today." He's on the mound tonight. We had Jason Stark last week saying, "Whatever you're doing when Paul Skeens pitches, stop doing that because we've never seen anybody like him." This is an event in Pittsburgh tonight. 412-928-9370. Yeah? What? Your mic is off still, Ron.
Skeens against L.A. De La Cruz.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not quite Skeens against Ohtani, but it's interesting.
Very interesting.
Did you see that guy score from second?
Incredible.
How fast is that guy?
Ridiculous. 50-minute mark on the Fan, which was actually 15 minutes ago. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19. Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let me tell you about JP's mustache while we're at it here. He was the sponsor of a golf tournament, myself and the legendary Jim Colony out at Foxburg. Unbelievable course. But this is Joe, again, sort of benefiting people in the community, you know, going out of his way to help. He was the title sponsor. They're trying to refurbish or upgrade a little bit, you know, some of the things around that course. It's already beautiful. It's unbelievable, really. And it's the oldest continuous use course in the United States. But we had a tournament out there Friday, and there was Joe as the title sponsor and playing, I might add. And it's not just the work that him and his team do on houses. It's what he does in the community. But if you're looking for either preventative measures to guard against things going wrong with your roofing or siding, or if you already got a problem, this is the place. 43 years he's been doing it. Give him a call. $500 off right now, any roofing or siding installation. For homeowners, it's 412-829-7711, 829-7711.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.